This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. A woman was killed in a hit-and-run crash in the Northeast late last night, and police are searching for the driver and the car. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Mayfair.
The crash happened here at the intersection of Cotman and Browse Avenues. There are businesses here, including restaurants, shops, and a florist. There are homes nearby, and this is just a few blocks away from the Boulevard and the Roosevelt Mall, so a really busy area. It was about 11:30 last night when police say they rushed over for the report that a woman was hit by a car. Chief Inspector Scott Small says the victim was down on the street. She had severe head and body injuries, and one of her shoes flew off on impact.
The distance between where we found the sneaker and where we actually found the female laying is a distance of about 200 feet. So there is a possibility that speed was a factor.
The unidentified victim died at the hospital. Investigators aren't sure about the driver who got away and the kind of car that was used. There weren't many car parts that broke off. Detectives planned on checking out the surveillance footage from the businesses in the neighborhood as part of the investigation. In Mayfair, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State police say speed was a factor in a deadly crash on I-95 in Delaware County last night. A man on a motorcycle crashed into a car and was killed in the accident. It happened around 8:45 in the southbound lanes near the ramp to the Blue Route. State police say the biker was speeding, merged into the left lane, and hit an Audi from behind. The rider was thrown from the bike. He was wearing a helmet but died on the highway. The Audi driver stayed at the scene. 95 South was closed for about 3 hours. Governor Josh Shapiro sat down with ABC's George Stephanopoulos for an interview, his first since the governor's mansion was firebombed over the weekend. Sitting in the burned-out dining room, Shapiro told Stephanopoulos about the fear and the emotional response to the attack, which happened while Shapiro's family and guests for the previous night's Passover Seder were asleep in the house. He also said that the alleged attacker, Cody Ballmer, had tripped a security alarm before the attack, but a state trooper couldn't find him on the property. Ballmer turned himself into police, saying he had attacked the governor's house because of Shapiro's stance on the war in Gaza. Shapiro, who is Jewish, declined to call it a hate crime, saying that's a decision for prosecutors to make. Camden has reached a $6.7 million settlement with the scrapyard that went up in flames in February. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more.
As part of the settlement, Camden Mayor Vitkar Starfin says EMR is being held accountable for the fire that sent more than 100 residents seeking shelter elsewhere.
Everyone is pushing in the right direction. Everyone is pushing in the right direction. And residents, you continue holding me accountable, holding us accountable on how we move forward. We will be here. I will be here.
Of the $6.7 million coming to the city, $4.5 million is coming this year, what $450,000 annually for the next 5 years. Some of the money will go toward upgrades on the scrapyard's fire suppression system. Some will go towards the community. Residents, however, are not happy with the whole situation. Jordan Mead says EMR has been a problem for many years.
Maybe this is a step in the right direction. What is frustrating is that they stood there and thanked each other for all of that. they're doing this because we've been mad and yelling at them and making them look bad.
Mayor Carr Starfin says this is just the beginning and more will be announced in the coming weeks about how the community can explain what they want from this settlement. In Camden, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
He was strutting through the city like he had brunch reservations and no time to waste. That's how animal rescue officials described a peacock that was seen roaming around North Philly. It was even hanging out for a while on someone's front porch in Olney. It was brought to ACCT Philly on Monday. They say they don't know where it came from, but it might have been someone's pet and broke free. That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.